We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Here we go again with minimum wage. In Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, where liberals have absolute control over every aspect of government, laws are being passed that raise the local minimum wage to upwards of $15 an hour, twice the federal minimum of $7.25. The economic illiteracy is simply shocking. These same liberals are fond of castigating businesses for raising prices, which they say makes essential goods and services unaffordable. But they have no problem passing laws that make labor unaffordable. The burdens attendant to such laws fall disproportionately on small, independently owned businesses. As with any other cost, business owners make economic determinations as to whether or not the cost is worth it. With each increase, that determination is more likely to be no. Minimum wage laws are completely unnecessary. The market for labor will set wages much more efficiently and with much better results than a bunch of posturing liberal politicians. Right now, according to a conversation I had recently with a local manufacturer, welders are in critically short supply. As a result, no law is necessary for this business owner to raise his wage offering for welders. He knows that if he offers too little, he will lose in the marketplace competition for scarce employees. Are welders worth more per hour than fast food employees? Evidently so. Are fast food employees worth more per hour than what they're currently being paid? Evidently not. Because if they were, fast food restaurant owners would be in the same position as my acquaintance who can't find welders. The actual minimum wage is zero. It is, in fact, the default wage. That's because every business seeks to have as few employees as possible. Only when it's worth more to have an employee than to not have one does someone get hired. Set an arbitrary price for that employee's work, one that's higher than what the work is worth, and the employer goes to the default rate, zero. A recent opinion piece in the New York Times advanced the idiotic idea that raising the minimum wage would help businesses by reducing employee turnover. Let's take that assertion at face value. If it's true, then once again, no minimum wage law is necessary. If employers can make more money by raising wages, they'll do so on their own. It will not require the intervention of politicians. Jobs that are worth more than minimum wage pay more than minimum wage already. Jobs that are worth less than minimum wage go unfilled. Upon whom does this market fact fall most profoundly? Those trying to get a foothold on the lowest rungs of the employment ladder, the young, the inexperienced, and disproportionately minorities. In other words, the very people minimum wage laws are supposed to be helping. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Was it going to rain tomorrow? If history's any guide, probably. Dr. Bob says it might. If rain truly is in the forecast, again, you have two choices. Complain about it or enjoy it. If you choose the latter, I can help. Head for the Keepersall Winery. There you will find a covered porch that overlooks the lush green vineyard that rolls gently away against a backdrop of truly beautiful woods. The view is worthy of a landscape artist's brush. Get a meat and cheese tray for a light European lunch, a glass or a bottle from the Keepersall Collection, and then sit down, relax, and let the rain fall. You will be amazed at how your spirit is refreshed. As to the wine, pick the one that you like from the collection. You can try them all. As always, the nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Complain about the rain stuck in your house. Enjoy the rain at the Keepersall Vineyard. The choice is yours. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.